Chaos in Kiev as thousands jostle at the train station, desperate to leave the Ukrainian capital. Soldiers reportedly fired into the air to disperse the crowd.
We've been trying to leave all day from the morning, but as you can see, that's unrealistic.
Russian troops are edging closer, with explosions heard around the city. Earlier, this apartment block was hit.
I was sleeping. There was a sharp explosion and I was thrown 3 meters from the room I was in, into the corridor. The glass shattered. There were sounds coming from the street. I got scared and started crawling on the floor.
Oksana Gulenko made it out alive, while emergency workers went door to door searching for victims. And as Russian tanks rolled into the city, below ground, people crowded into metro stations, exhausted and uncertain about what's to come.
The shelter in our building is not as far underground as the metro station. That's why I think it's safer to come down here.
At least 100,000 people have been displaced by the fighting. But the United Nations says the number seeking refuge outside Ukraine could reach 5 million.
We had to leave behind everything, our whole life's work. It's a terrible feeling to leave your home. You can't imagine how I feel now.
These families have crossed the border into Hungary, hoping it won't be too long before they can return.
There are long queues at all the banks, and the ATMs have been emptied. There are throngs in the shops and you pretty much can't buy anything anymore. And even paying by card is not possible because some banks are not working. And there are hour-long queues at petrol stations.
Further along the frontier in Poland, hot food and drinks are being served, with temperatures hovering around 0 degrees Celsius. Some people walked 18 hours to get here, many with young children, escaping what rights groups say are indiscriminate attacks by Russian forces. In Kiev, Oksana's daughter Katya sings the Ukrainian national anthem as she tears up after the attack. Despite the devastation, an air of defiance remains. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.